It's time for part two with Mick at Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. And this is continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. If you don't mind, I'd like to switch over and kind of talk about just the whole Curtis experience. We haven't done this, I don't think. But if you head to Curtis, you know, there's a lot of places you can choose to stay, from cabins to motels. And is there a good place to start to find those places that are available?
Oh, absolutely. Just call the Curtis Chamber of Commerce, and the girls there will be more than happy. Beth and Connie will be more than happy to set you up with what has openings and where to go. That Curtis number is 906-586-3700.
All right, Beth and Connie at the Chamber. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about is, you know, do you have any guides there or anybody that will take folks out fishing that just, you know, maybe want to hire somebody to take them to do that?
The best thing to do would be to check with the resort you're staying at and see if they have anybody. There's a few that were doing it, but they've since retired.
Uh-huh.
And the girls at Beth and Connie might actually have some people there that are willing to do that as well.
And then the other thing I wanted to bring up is, you know, there's places there in town you can rent a boat and you can rent a kayak and that kind of stuff too.
Yes. Pontoons, boats, motors, kayak rentals, definitely. Yeah, there's spots here throughout town. Fish and Hunt, Watson's, some of the resorts even rent out pontoons and boats and like that.
Okay. Well, it sounds like the best thing to do is just get a hold of the Chamber first.
Yep, and they can kind of guide you who's got what and everything. Because there's so many wide varieties of campgrounds and, you know, motels and resorts that, and each one's unique to their own little niche. So,
yeah. Pretty neat stuff. All right, well, Mick, I really appreciate it. And, of course, we want to encourage folks to stop by your shop there. It's kind of on the hill. Would you say that's a fair way to talk about your location?
Absolutely, yep. We're right at the top of the hill in Curtis.
Stop at Mick's Bait Shop and say hi at the very least, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And tell the folks quickly here what you're carrying for live bait right now.
We've got river shiners, golden shiners, pike suckers, small suckers, fatheads, night crawlers, leaf worms, wax worms. We've got the full gamut of stuff, so we can set everybody up.
And I noticed, you know, your tanks are set into the ground, so I'm imagining they probably stay colder than most tanks that sit above ground. So, you know...
Yes.
You got pretty much the top of the line live bait tanks there.
Yes, and there's another set of tanks in the back that I didn't show you.
Huh, I didn't even know that. There you go.
That's where I keep my decoys for the winter.
Okay. Well, Mick at Mick's Bait Shop, anything else you want to throw in?
Just everybody be safe and let's have some fun and let's get fishing.
Never hurt us to go to Curtis. I appreciate it, Mick.
Hey, thank you, Adam.
You take care.
All right.
You're tuned in to the Outdoor Show.